Blog Talk Radio.
Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Bootwork Hour. Brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. Located online at luckymojo.com and brought to you by drpeone.com. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Bootwork Hour is a show featuring myself and Cat Ironwood as we speak to callers from around the world about their condition and prescribe hoodoo remediation to help them empower their lives and to take back their power. So why don't you listen? You're going to learn a lot about African American herbal magic that is known also as hoodoo. As we get ready for another installment of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Group Workout. Don't go anywhere. Stay exactly where you are, and we'll be your phone calls in just a moment. Cat, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I got in with 41 seconds to spare.
I saw you come in. I knew you were there. And it's so good to have you here once again. How has it been for you?
Oh, well, we've been having a wonderful week. Our hearts have gone out to all our friends on the East Coast who've been suffering with Hurricane Irene. I did a reading for a lady, and I have to say, God bless her. The mall right across the street from her collapsed. There were trees down all around. She was cleaning up her yard, and she still came in time for her appointment for her reading with me. And thank God her family was all safe. But, boy, that's been something.
Yes, it has. We, of course, are here on the east coast of Florida, and we also did get some of the storm. But, you know, thanks be to God and all praise, we did not suffer any damage, and we are, you know, how would they say it, no better for the wear and tear or something like that. You know how they said. So we're doing good, and we thank God for getting us through all of this. We are praying for the people who are not faring as well. We know that there are some people who are really, really, really going through right now, and they're getting socked by this storm upstate York and on up to the Atlantic seaboard there. And so our prayers are going out to them. We know that they're without utilities. A lot of things are happening to these people, and you know, it's just one of those things. People want to say it's the end of the world. They want to say that, you know, everybody's got an idea about why this is happening, and, you know, and that this is the countdown to Armageddon, and, you know, and folk are all afraid. And I'm like, you know, what's there to be afraid of? I mean, if it's the end of the world, what the hell can you do about it? So life goes on as usual, okay?
Right.
What do you think about these prophecies of the Mayan prophecy? What do you have to say to that, Kat? We never talk about it, and I know it's not really part of what we do, but I just want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I'll tell you what I think about the Mayan prophecy. Now, as you all may know, I collect antiques, and one of the ways to get antiques is to get them before they're quite antique. You get them when they're junk, or you get them when they're vintage, or you get them when they're just stuff. So all my life, no matter whether I've had money or been down on my luck, broke or poor, I always shop at the Goodwill, Salvation Army, and St. Vincent de Paul thrift shops, as well as other local thrift shops, such as my local feral feline cat rescue thrift shops. If I see a thrift shop, I'll shop it, because sometimes I'll find something beautiful. Well, once, quite a while back in the 1970s, I found the most beautiful thing in one of these thrift shops. It was made of brass, stamped brass. It was enameled, and it said on it, Perpetual Calendar. And it was beautiful, and it stood up on your desk, and it was a perpetual calendar. And it was good up through 1961, and someone had thrown it away. And I found it, so I bought it for 10 cents because it would never be good again, but I just thought it was so beautiful. And I worked out how to convert because it would come around and be good again, you know, but I had it. Well, about 5 years later, I saw another beautiful stamped brass, enameled red and blue from India, perpetual calendar. And it was just gorgeous. It had these little slots. You could turn everything. And it was good up to about 1965, and someone had thrown it away. Right, so I started to collect out-of-date perpetual calendars. And what do I think of the Mayan thing? It's a perpetual calendar that's now out of date. It's about ready for me to collect it.
And the prophecy? Oh, you dodged the
question.
No
prophecy. There's no prophecy. There's no prophecy. We just have a perpetual calendar, and the date is up.
Okay, so come 2012, what you're saying is that you really don't place any stock in what has been said about the end of the world.
No, it's just a perpetual calendar. No, it's just a perpetual calendar, and its date is up, and now someone has to make a new one. That's all.
The calendar was time to make a new one. I like it. Well, how has your week been?
Well, it's been great. We've been having a lot of work repainting. You know, there's repainting the shop project, which has been going on for months. We have finished the bathroom. We have finished my office. We are now starting on the shop itself, and we actually have had to close aisles while we've painted. We've had to take things out. We have a tent. Remember those tents that we had set up at the workshop in May? We set one of those tents up, and we have stuff from the shop is out there in the tent because there's no room in the shop. There's ladders. There's you name it. Right now we've got it cleaned up for the weekend, and the man who's doing the painting, Chris, and all thanks to him, has been coming in. He changed his hours, and he's going to be painting at night so we can keep the shop open for the whole month while he paints, because this isn't a regular painting job. This is gilding everything.
Oh, yes.
And the gilding takes 5 coats. So, wow. Oh, yeah. So he's got a plan.
That gold.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be something. I would say we now have the most beautiful bathroom in Forestville, but I'd show you pictures, but you know, it seems kind of weird to send pictures on the internet of your bathroom, but it is the most beautiful bathroom.
It isn't any more weird than folks who put pictures on the internet of themselves using the bathroom, and that's Facebook.
That's true. But now my office that I share with Nagashiva, it's just beautiful. It's just gorgeous. All the woodwork is gold, and it's just something else. So we still have to put everything back on the walls, but we're very happy. So how have you been?
I've been wonderful, thank you. Working diligently, just really, really on blast at the Nganga, and having a ball, tell you the truth. You know, I like to say the more people try to take me down, the stronger I get. And some folks just don't learn, and they just don't understand. And I get stronger. I don't get weaker, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've just had a great time this week working with my clients and helping them achieve their goals and their objectives. And nothing out of the ordinary, really, just doing the same old, but, you know, with a renewed sense of purpose and with faith and of course with the feeling of power and empowerment. Mm-hmm. You know, and I say this to people, you know, in this work, and especially us as professionals, if you're doing this work as a professional, you have got to have faith that the work that you do on behalf of your clients is going to be efficacious, that it's going to work for them. I had one person call and say to me, I'm, you know, things are not happening and I'm not seeing the results and et cetera, et cetera. And I said, okay, well, I know I've done work. And I went to my Nganga that morning, as I always do, for my morning devotionals and light candles and so forth. And I was instructed to do something different than I normally do. And when I asked my Mfumbe why was I being instructed to do it, they called that person's name and said, this is why we want you to do this. This is why you were told to do it. And I didn't ask until after I'd done it because I've learned to just, you know, go with the flow. And I'll ask afterwards, why am I been told to do this trabajo? And it was so effective, what was done. And I don't have any doubts about my work. I never do, no matter what the appearances are around the client. I have no doubt about my work. And some people, they can't work like that because when they do their spell work, they are in doubt themselves about the outcome for the client. And you can't be in that mode of mind, can you?
That's right. No, you have to be positive and you have to be working it. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes I've had clients, and we've talked about this before, I've had clients who've doubted the work and snarled it up themselves, you know, by not accepting it. Miss Michael made a little note in the chat room. She said she's had people tell her the work isn't working, and then the next breath they say, but he's much nicer to me now, you know, on a reconciliation spell. So sometimes the client doesn't even recognize what they're supposed to be getting. And that also happens.
Mm-hmm.
But and it's up to you then, or me, or whoever, Miss Michael, to say to them, well, wait a minute, if we're working on this thing and you've got some results, you know, let's take a little praise break here and thank God that you got what you got now, and we're going to keep on going. Because sometimes the client can literally jinx the work of the root worker. And you've seen it, I know. We've talked about it, for instance, when you set it all up that they get in contact with the loved one that they missed or whatever, and then they start an argument right away. Well, you did the work, but they didn't actually fulfill the conditions. And of course, there are people who say there's too much of a delay. There's a delay, and sometimes there is, and it's up to you to find out why. You know, and as a root worker, we will go back, like you just said, you did. We'll go back and reexamine and see, you know, what it is. You know. So.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there are strange things. I just did a reading, just to give you an example. I did a reading for a woman, very nice young woman, called from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we started off with she's living with a man who is a good father to her child, but it's not the father of that child. But he's a good father to the child. He promised her marriage 4 years ago, and he hasn't married her. Well, he has children of his own and an ex of his own. And I said, do you think it's possible, because I got some cards that showed him rushing ahead, the page of swords rushing ahead, and then his name gets called and he turns back and some things like that. I don't need to give the whole reading. And I said, don't you think it's possible someone is calling him back? She goes, no, not at all possible. No, I don't think so. So we read for about 20 minutes. I was like, I know this has happened. I said, give me the name of his ex. I just couldn't stand it anymore. She was wrong and I was right. Well, I then said, I'm going to do a pendulum over this card of his ex. And it said, yes, 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 she is doing things. So I said, well, wait a minute. I said, you said you don't think she's doing anything. What's her situation? Oh, well, she still loves him, and she's just waiting for him to come home after 4 years, mind you. I said, and you don't think she's doing anything. So sometimes people will say they don't understand what the reader is seeing. The reader saw it. I mean, I saw it in the first 30 seconds, second card I pulled. But she didn't. But then finally, when we went around the bush, she finally came around to the same part of the bush that I was in. She goes, oh, well, yeah, she is. They're not speaking. He won't send no money. She doesn't have a man, et cetera, et cetera. And then it all came out. So I always tell people, be real honest with your reader and your root worker. Always be honest. Tell them, you know, if they are right, you know, tell them, yeah, that's a hit. You were right. Don't just say, well, keep on reading. Because I could have spent a half hour telling her what to do, but then our time was up.
mm-hmm. You're so right.
Anyway, that's a story from the trenches. That's a story from the
trenches. Yes, it is. Well, you know, our readers like to hear us actually give those stories from the trenches, and that's the feedback that I get. And those that are professionals or those that are just starting out, and it's kind of like that little behind-the-curtain view at the Wizard of Oz, you know? So that's what we shared with them, and they really like it. But let's get into the show, because I know that we have people here in the queue who are ready to talk to us, and I know that Miss Tammy is ready to introduce them to us as well.
Yeah.
So are you ready to get to it?
Yes. All right. Hi, Miss Tammy Lee.
Hi there, Miss Kat and Dr. Keone.
Hi,
good afternoon and going into the good evening over here actually on the East Coast. And our first caller this evening, y'all, is calling from area code 931. And this is Autumnal Flower, whose name is also Lisa. And this is 931 from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Dr. Keone.
Fort Campbell, Kentucky, you're live on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi.
We're good, thank you.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
We sure can.
Okay.
Ms. Lisa, well, I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of your case, okay? Lisa writes for us, my situation is that I have been dealing with depression for many years now. I've been on a medicine that seems to be helping now. I still don't feel 100% yet, better than I've been in a long time. I'm so tired of feeling down and tired that I've done all I can medically other than being in a hospital, and that's not something I can really do, having two children and my husband being active duty soldier in the Army. Is there anything else I can do as far as spell-wise that can help me feel better, or anything else that you may feel that may help me as far as that goes? Thank you for your consideration. Turning it back over to you, Dr. Keone and Ms. Kat.
All right. Well, Lisa, Autumn Flower.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to ask you one question. What is your sign of the zodiac?
I am a Virgo, and if it means anything to you, I'm a late Virgo.
Late Virgo. All right. Well, it does mean something to me. Because the ways that depression is not endemic to one sign of the zodiac alone, but people in different signs of the zodiac have different ways of dealing with it and different ways of presenting it. As a Virgo, you probably have heard, they call Virgos the watchmakers of the universe, and you're probably a person who likes order and doesn't like a lot of chaos in your life and does well when you have things, kind of all your ducks in a row and everything lined up. Is that about right for you?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yeah.
I would say I'd rather have it more in order.
Yeah, well, that's good. And the kind of work that you do you have a job or just work in the home?
I am a stay-at-home mother, so I don't work. I try to be active, and I just started volunteering at my son's school, so I'm hoping that will help get me out of the house and starting to feel better. So.
Here's the thing, honey. As a Virgo, you need to be putting other people's lives in order. I know that sounds funny, but Virgos make the best volunteers, the best office workers, the best bookkeepers, because they really can see the system, whatever it is, they can straighten it up and they can fix it. They're very good at this, and they're faithful and loyal to a project when they start it and to a program. They're very altruistic people and very helpful people. So one of the ways to get your juices flowing is to volunteer, and that was exactly what I was going to recommend as step number one for a Virgo. Volunteer someplace where your particular skills are used. I don't mean just be a warm body, but whatever it takes, whether it's computer work or data entry or organizing, purchasing, ordering things, the kind of things that Virgos do so well, when you have a place in your life for that, that's going to help you. That's number one.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, now that was not hoodoo. That was just astrology, practical astrology, and I am a practical astrologer. Number two, and I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Keone when I'm done, but I'm going to give you a couple of other ideas, and this is something I've talked about on the air before, so those who know what I'm going to say are going to have heard this already. there are many ways to raise serotonin in the body. And low serotonin is the proximate cause of depression. And,
yes.
Of course, they can give you medicine, like a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. But there are other ways to raise your serotonin naturally. This does not mean you should stop taking the medication. But that
exactly.
In addition to the medication, I want you to do the following things. Number one, there's a book. It explains all of this better than I can explain it in 3 minutes. And the name of the book is Beyond Prozac. Go to Amazon and buy a used copy of it. It's called Beyond Prozac. And this book is about natural strategies to raise your serotonin. Now, when you read the book, you'll understand that some of the things I'm going to mention will be chewing gum, drumming with your fingers, twirling your hair, having sex, nursing a baby, or being suckled on by a baby or by your lover in a sex act, having an orgasm in sex, walking, crocheting, knitting. And what all these things have in common is they are repetitive movements. They are, in fact, we sometimes wonder, why do autistic children do these repetitive movements? They are soothing. They're called self-soothing. Well, you can do repetitive things that are actually productive, like knitting, and raise your own serotonin. Okay? Read the book. It'll explain it all. And petting your pets, says Nagashiva. That's right. Grooming, brushing hair, brushing your children's hair, and all of these things will raise your serotonin level and will help you. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's all true. Now, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Keone, and he's going to give you the root work aspect of this, I hope.
Thank you so very much for your advice. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Keone, what can she do?
Always. Let's begin with angelica root, and let's begin with cherry bark, which are great strengtheners for women in helping you to bring about healing, balance to yourself emotionally. Also, I do love the use of balm of Gilead buds in this type of work. You can use aromatherapy, lavender, the smell of lavender, lavender rose buds as a sachet in your pillow are going to help you in that area as well. Of course, I always go back to my staple, which is Bach Rescue Remedy. I'm not like you cat with your honey jar. I am with Bach. I always will mention it, you know. So you want to go back to and use that Bach Rescue Remedy, which you can pick up at GNC or some of your other stores that sell supplements. And that's going to help you in that particular area. Now, there is a spirit. I know that this is also part of your physiological makeup, but I also picked up that there was something else there that is troubling you, and it is a spirit. And so there definitely needs to be some spiritual cleansing done here to help pull you back in balance, okay, and put firmness underneath your feet, because right now, it almost feels as if you are, it's like you're trying to walk on water and you can't find any thing solid underneath you, okay? Then the third thing by these cards is that you need to seek a second opinion in the medical area here with the money.
Okay.
You need to find someone else here. Kat, the multiverse card from the Quest Tarot is sitting in the future, which shows all of these alternate universes with the sign of Chiron, the asteroid, as you know, which is the sign of the wounded healer. And the Emperor is beneath this card. And the Emperor would obviously give us the impression of the establishment, the medical community, and so forth, you know, psychiatrists, et cetera, counselors. And so this card says, look somewhere else for someone that can help you and help you a lot better than the help that you're getting right now. I actually see you recovering. I actually see you recovering in this area. So pretty soon, you need to do a honey jar on yourself. And you put in the honey jar. You put in the honey jar some tranquil balsamo oil, or either a piece of cedar. The spirit gives you something. Put a piece of cedar in there with it, with your hair wrapped around it. You are going to come out of this, my child. The spirit is going to come off of you. Your life is going to change.
That gives me a lot of hope. Actually, it does a lot. And when you say the spiritual cleansing, does that mean like the whole big bath or one of the smaller type cleansings? I'm like really new to learning the hoodoo.
Let me explain then. A cleansing bath can be done in many, many ways. There's not just one way to do it. It's a generic term for a whole many types of things. So one of the oldest ways to do a cleansing bath was with roots and herbs, and you would brew them up like a tea, and you would bathe in it.
Yeah.
Pour it over yourself, and when you want things to go away, you brush down, and you say, remove this condition from me. And if you want something to come, like happiness and health, you'd bathe upward, and you'd say, bring to me all my blessings, right? And you can do both. You can take away, and you can have. Now, another way to do more modern is not to use just the straight old roots and herbs and to brew them, but instead to take a drop of oil or three drops of oil, some will say, and put it in your bath. But another way that is old but not as old, it's kind of in between the two, is what we call a three-ingredient bath. And these are usually made with minerals plus some herbs, or they may be just three minerals. And a typical example would be some salt, some Epsom salts, and, for instance, in your case, maybe some tranquility oil or some blessing oil.
Okay.
So in other words, you're mixing things together, but you've got three ingredients. There are so many ways to make these.
Okay.
Now, at our company, we make these in the form of bath crystals. So what you'll get from us will be a blend of salts, and there will be a blend of herbs in it. And so that is that you can just take and just put it in, dissolve it in your water. It's faster than brewing up those herbs. But there's other ways to take baths and other ways to do cleansings that don't involve water. For example, you may cleanse yourself with an egg by rolling it over your body. So what you need to do is some research on this. You're new to it. Go online, and you can go to the Lucky Mojo forum.
Yeah.
There's a whole section just on baths and bathing and personal cleansing. That's a good one. And I know that there's similar things at my Hoodoo space, and there are similar things at the Lucky Mojo High Tap or Hoodoo and Therian Practice pages. In other words, don't go all around the internet and search for idiots, but just stick with some people who have, you know what they're doing, and we'll help.
And
you.
I've been
We've
around your
about
life.
It before.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
okay,
all the
good.
Information. I really appreciate all the information you've put out there.
Well,
I think for
you.
Like new beginners like me, that is something that's just a really positive thing that you can have all of it together in one place. Look at.
Well, thank you. We do our best. And you can always ask questions of either Dr. Cuny or of me and at our respective forums. Now, one other thing, there's another kind of bathing we didn't cover, and that is with using spiritual soaps. And if you subscribe to the Lucky Mojo newsletter or go to the archive newsletters, you will find that Miss Donna Lee Slusser, last month gave a way to make your own spiritual soaps using the oils and herbs. And you can use those soaps in between the baths.
Okay, and you use those in between to help.
In between, I did get that newsletter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
so the newsletter archive is there, all right?
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much, you two, for your help. And I'm glad I got some good news.
You're going to be okay. It's going to take work. This is a condition that has been around you for a while, but you have many resources and you have many friends here who can help you.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless you now.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, that was a good call, Kat. And she, like a lot of people, are experiencing the stresses of our times and then There are spirits that people come in contact with. I don't think, from what I saw, that it's something that someone did to her, like, you know, in a malevolent way. But she did come into, spirit says, there's someone in your own house, lady, I hope you're still listening, that has this spirit around them. And that is the reason why. It's someone you're very, very close to. Perhaps sometimes their lover, their husband, their wife. And you don't feel that spirit when you're not around them. But when you get around them, you feel the energy of that thing, and it drags you down, and you're depressed, and you're melancholic, and you're wondering, why am I feeling this way? Why? Well, it's because of the proximity to the person to whom that spirit is attached. And then, of course, if you are having sexual relations with that person, or you are in close physical contact with that person, living in the same environment, that spirit is going to also look for another willing host, and it's going to multiply itself. People don't understand that spirits can do that. The angels of God, they sought to copulate with the woman of men so that they might multiply themselves. And as above, so below is the Hermetic Creed. And there are spirits that go from one host to the next host, propagating their own kind. And that is what is happening to you, my friend, dear lady. You need to get this thing off of you, and you need to get it off of you quick, and you need to address that situation in your environment so that it is a permanent resolution. Didn't mean to go in that direction, but that's where the spirit led me just now, Kat.
I understand. Well, my sense of it is, too, that this situation of depression will be greatly alleviated by engaging in altruistic acts for the sake of others.
Mind occupied.
Well, exactly. That's my last little piece of advice, all right?
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Ms. Tammy Lee, we're ready for another call.
Ms. Tammy Lee, we're ready for the next call.
Okay, great. I believe that I might have someone that might be having a little bit of technical difficulties trying to call in, and that person may be our next caller. I'm hoping not, because it's from the Bronx in New York. So I'm trying to give them the phone number. They've sent me a PM. But let's go ahead and try here just to double-check here. This is Gamboa calling from 718 from the Bronx, New York.
Okay. All right.
Okay, good.
Hello, Bronx, hello? New York. You're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour.
Hello, can you hear me?
On, we can hear you fine. If you'll hold on one
moment. Oh, jeez. I was so worried that you guys couldn't hear me. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Would you hold on, please?
Whoa. Just hold on.
Hold on, honey.
Just hold your horses.
Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. Ms. Tammy Lee is going to read what your situation is so that everyone will hear what you wrote down, okay?
Yes.
Uh-oh, where's Ms.
Tammy
Lee? Tammy
Lee?
Can y'all hear
me?
I'm sorry,
Can y'all
hear me? Dr. Tammy?
Yes, we can.
Sorry, I beg your pardon. Thank you. We're going to start this. Here we go one more with the synopsis for Gamboa. Here we go. I lost my job a month ago, but I have been looking for employment for several months now. I have over $50,000 in debt, mostly in student loans and the IRS. I have two children that depend on me. Besides the debt, I also have monthly expenses, rent, food, utilities, etc. I would like to know that I'm getting a good job soon and that things are going to get better for me and my children. Turning it back over to you, Dr. Keone, and to Ms. Kat.
Okay.
All right.
So, Gamboa, I'm going to ask a couple of questions. You lost your job a month ago, but have been looking for employment for several months. So was it a temporary job, or did you knew it was going to come to an end, or were you just dissatisfied with it?
I knew that it was going to come to an end. They were moving the financial positions all the way to Andover, Massachusetts.
I understand. Okay, so you did your best, but you didn't get one in time. All right.
Exactly.
And Yeah, I see. And then the other question I have for you is, what is your sign of the zodiac?
I'm a Sagittarius, an early Sagittarius.
All right. So you're a smart person, person who has a good philosophy on life. And may I ask, just generally speaking, what is the field of employment?
Finance and accounting.
I knew it. All right. Yeah, I knew it. All right. So what we're going to do for you, first we're going to read some cards, and Dr. K will start. He'll read the cards, and then I will come in, maybe if I find some different cards or some of the same, and then we're going to give you some root work advice. So the question is, will you be able to find a job soon? How are you going to handle this $50,000 in student loan debt and the IRS, and what's your financial near future? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to, thank you, Kat, you're going to have to apply some extreme efforts here in order to locate a new job. That is evident by the cards here, and I see that you're going to have to look, and you're going to have to look, and you're going to have to look. You're going to have to look in more than one direction. You may indeed have the option of, if you don't get a job doing exactly what you were doing in your previous job, doing something in a related field of endeavor. The Chariot card is here for you, and that is a card of discipline, that is a card of control, that is a card of marshaling the energies around you. So it tells me that you have been very good, you're very good at multitasking, you're very good at project management, you're very good at balancing things, okay? What I like about this card is that it does give the meaning of marshaling the energies both of heaven and of earth, the natural realm as well as the spiritual realm, and being able to direct those energies, that power, to move your chariot in the direction that you want it to go in. So this time of unhappiness, which is the Six of Cups reversed in your future, it's going to be short-lived, I think, possibly not even more than 90 days, since the near future in my readings usually say 90 days. The Five of Swords is reversed in the outcome. Your second spread here does show by the Alchemy card reversed in the present position that extreme measures will be needed in order to make headway. So that means doing the mundane as well as doing the magical and making sure that you look under every rock and every stone for opportunity. And you may even want to consider some of those ideas you put on the back burner if you haven't executed on those ideas, such as self-employment, business, doing things like that on your own. You do have the Nine of Wands sitting in your future and in this second spread. And this is the sign of Sagittarius, the archer. And these arrows are flying toward their mark. This is why I say to you that your unemployment is going to be short-lived. You will find something else. This is a very, very powerful card cast in that it speaks to her long-term prospects and being back in a position of security. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. That's what I see. I do kind of wonder, though, before I do this, and I'm just going to toss this out, and if our caller wants to talk about it, that's okay, and if I miss it, that's okay, too. I'm human. But I almost feel as if maybe there might be some, you might have some legal recourse for something here, or that there's going to be some money that's going to come to you that you haven't gotten yet as a result of, you know, this situation that you're now going through, whether it goes through litigation or whatever. I think from what I see by the Justice card is that something else is going to be coming to you that's going to, you're going to feel better about this situation. Yeah?
All right. Dr. K, we have an echo on the line, and we think that it's the caller's who's doing that. In other words, I think we're going to have to mute her and see if that echo goes away. Okay?
I hear that.
Yeah. All right. Did you just mute
her? It went away.
Yeah. It went away. All right. I think that's because of that Hurricane Irene. They're probably patching the telephone lines from New York, which is where she called, probably patching them around the world to get them to us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we're just going to, unfortunately, no offense, ma'am, but we just have to take you offline because we cannot proceed with that echo. So I'm going to just keep on going with this. I only pulled the one card because I know you were going to be pulling the thing, and I got the Queen of Swords. And that also says, again, some sort of a legal thing. But it also says someone says to this person, come unto me, because the Queen of Swords holds her hand, and she says, come here, and I will help. And she has a sword up. Now, Miss Michael said in the chat room while you were reading that she knows this woman, she believes, and that this woman has applied to the AIR Pro Bono Fund and has had a reading with Ms. Michael and will probably qualify for the AIR Pro Bono Fund. Now, that is real interesting to me because that says that there is help on the way. But I also got this little legal thing, and she mentioned the IRS, and I'm wondering if it might be something like applying for a reduction or, in other words, there is some legal paperwork to jump through here, and it will help, whether it's applying for an extension or reduction on the student loans, possibly filing bankruptcy. But no person should be carrying $50,000 in debt and be unemployed. That's just, you know, beyond human resources. But I think that is happening. Now, let me talk about the AIR Pro Bono Fund, because if this is the woman that Ms. Michael says it is, then the AIR Pro Bono Fund is an altruistic fund set up by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers to provide free readings and free root work supplies to those who are financially strapped, including particularly people who need a job and need help getting a job. We will not do free worker readings for love issues or for cursing. Really, it's primarily for people who have a legal issue or financial issue and have you know, serious problems that they cannot hire a root worker to do. Not the optional. In other words, this is the basic stuff. And Ms. Michael is the chairwoman of the Pro Bono Fund. So anybody who hears this message can apply to AIR if they believe there are cases of that type. And the readers and root workers at AIR donate their time and their money and their spiritual supplies, whatever it takes to get people the help they need. So it looks like this gal is going to be taken care of and probably has more friends than she thought she had. Okay?
Mm-hmm. We're having a little technical difficulty here, Cad. Will you just continue on here just for a few seconds while I make some adjustments, please?
Sure. No
problem.
I actually
had to dial back in. We lost the show. So let me do something here. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, so in any case, what I would recommend for her is that if she is the person who applied to the AIR Pro Bono Fund, stay in touch with Ms. Michael. She has a little shelf that she sets aside. It's a little AIR corner of her world. And then she will send what are called AIR care packages. And those packages will go out with money drawing, job getting supplies. One of the major things that we do send out are steady work kits and kits for money drawing and things like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, have you got your technical stuff wrapped up?
Yes.
All
I
right.
don't know what happened. We dropped off. We dropped off both here on Skype as well as Blog Talk Radio. So it wasn't my fault.
See.
I wasn't doing anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Okay.
Well, again, it probably has to do with the whole East Coast meltdown there with that hurricane. All right. So good luck. Good luck to Gamboa. I think she'll be okay. And I think that she may have to, consider some of the, the paperwork and legal issues because we both saw it in the cards. All right?
Good. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. And thank you, Ms. Michael. Yes.
Yes, sir. Dr. Peony and Ms. Scott. And just a reminder to everyone, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and it's also brought to you by JujuCentral.net, by our host, Dr. Christos Chioni and Ms. Catherine Ironwood. And we have just about 45 minutes remaining in today's show. And our next caller, Dr. Chioni and Ms. Kat, is calling from area code 360 from the state of Washington. The state of Washington, Angelique 81.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, state of Washington. You're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hello.
Angelique, I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis that you have for Dr. Chioni and for Ms. Kat, okay?
Okay.
Angelique writes, I'm new to the spiritual path and would like to know if I will have success and if I have the natural ability to be a healer. I would also like to know if my children have this gift. My son is of the age of 10 and my girl is of the age of 6. Turning it back over to you, Ms. Kat, and to Dr. Chioni.
This is a tarot reading. I thought we were doing root work advice.
Well, we are, but she has this question is not one we get too often. Do I have a gift to continue in this work? And
all
as
right.
a teacher, I'd like to address this as a thing. She's new, she don't know. Angelique, Dr. K is a real stickler that he don't want to just do tarot card readings. He wants to give root work advice. So I'll work you on
the root work to open
I'll give you
psychic
root
work
advice.
And stuff.
All right. But,
Kat, you know that, Kat.
Yes, I know, but I'm going to be gentle
right.
on account of she's
don't
newbie.
Don't be making me the bad man here, all right?
Okay, he's a stern papa. Now, Angelique 81, what is your sign of the zodiac?
I'm a Taurus.
A Taurus, all righty. Now, that would say to me that you're a very practical person, and that's why you're asking this question. I myself am a Taurus, and no Taurus wants to embark on a path that they don't believe they're going to have some success with and be able to stick with for a long time, because Tauruses like to do the same thing over and over, and if they're good at it, they like it, and if they're not good at it, they go find something else to do. So I'm going to read your cards, and the first card I get for you is the Queen of Cups. Now, that's interesting because you're a Taurus, but the Queen of Cups is a water sign. And the Queen of Cups shows a woman who is sitting down by the beach on a rocky sand, and she's in a little stone throne which has the form of a seashell, and there's little angel mermaid babies all carved on her throne, and she's holding a golden cup, which is closed. It has a lid, and she's staring into it, and she is said to be psychic. She can read people's hearts. She can read people's minds. And her toe is touching the water down there by the ocean, and which says she's always in contact with spirit. So right off the bat, that's about as good an answer as you're going to get in terms of a positive answer. You are a spiritual person, and you are gifted. That is a true gift in your case. It is a gift that although you are an earth sign, it is also shows that you have a gift for healing and cleansing through water. And
okay.
you do have children. And since you have children, I'm going to give you a practical piece of advice, which is to do some bathing and cleansing rituals and rites on your children. Do them in an inconspicuous way. They don't want to think that mommy's gone crazy and become a witch. But just gently, try to do some of these things with them and see. Now, your second question was, do they have the gift as well? All right? And you gave me their ages, 10 for the boy and 6 for the girl. So I'm going to read one card for the boy, one card for the girl.
Okay.
For the boy, I get the Two of Wands. Two of Wands is a young person who is embarking on a new quest. It looks like young Christopher Columbus standing there before he got to be an old man. He's holding the globe of the world. He's got a wand in his hand. He's looking out over a bay of water, and he's got another wand or rod in a bracket on his wall. Your son, and this is who I read for, your son will come into his gift more when he reaches puberty. Having a companion, having a desire to conquer new worlds is what's going to motivate him. He's farther from the water. You're down touching the water. He's up on a little castle right now. But he sees the territory, but he hasn't yet undertaken the task, all right? Now we ask about your little daughter, 6 years old, and does she have any kind of a gift? And I am going to say that her gift is a little bit different. And it's a strange one, and this is hard to talk about, okay? It's the Three of Swords. Three of Swords shows a big heart with three swords stabbed through it and rain clouds and rain falling. Your little girl may have, if she has a gift, it may be a gift to see and understand other people's sorrow, or to see those who have passed, or to be able to tell what's wrong with other people. Her gift is going to be much more difficult for her to deal with.
Okay, you're right on the money with that, because when we moved into our new house, she was telling me that she kept seeing, like, kind of ghosts and, like, people sitting on fences. And so I think you're right on the money with that. Okay.
Yeah, right. So, but it's going to be a little, she's going to need a little bit more help, because she may become frightened by it and she may turn away. Okay?
Okay.
She is a person of intense emotional connection to the spiritual world, but what motivates, and this is the sad part, what gets her attention is pain and fear.
Okay.
In other words, if any spirit is around, or if any person is a live person who's with her who feels anxiety, fear, or pain, tension, apprehension, she will pick up on it. She is a lodestone for disaster. And I know that's just, she's going to take some strengthening. So keep her in your heart and keep her strong. If she does feel fears, you're going to learn how to protect her. All right?
Okay.
So
okay,
now I'm going to give you one other piece of root work advice, okay?
Okay.
Because you have these children, and I said to you, I want you to do some bathing for them. And one of the things that you can do, if you don't mind, would be to prepare some herbal baths. Now, you can study and learn about it at any of our websites. You can buy some of the just general herbs that are good for children, and you know, and you can read at herbmagic.com which ones are good, or go to the forums, either one of our forums, and ask. But I want you to do some bathing for these children, and for the little girl, I want you to make a protection packet, and I want you to try that. You will make a protection packet for her to be sewn into her clothing or carried on her person. It could be taking a piece of jewelry that she wears. Sometimes people have, like, little girls have pierced ears, or they might have a little necklace that they wear, and empowering it, fixing it, and charging it. But also you might want to start thinking about putting protection into her clothing in such a way that she doesn't necessarily know about it in the seams of her clothes. And we can explain that to you on the forum in more detail. The boy, the boy is a little bit more sturdy, and he's, you know, he'll come into his own when he wants a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever it is he wants. When he wants a partner, when he gets to that point and he looks out over the world, that's when he's going to say, I'm going to need some magic. It's going to be a puberty.
Okay.
All right, hon. Now, Dr. Keone, do you have anything to add to this? Uh-oh. We lost Dr. Keone.
Oh, no.
No,
I don't have anything to add. That's why I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Then I guess that's it. And thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. All right. Good luck to
you. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are at almost the top of the hour, 7 minutes from the top of the hour here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, and you're listening to my colleague Kat Ironwood out at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, and myself, Dr. Keone, as we dispense root work advice to help you deal with the everyday problems of life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Let's take another call and see if we can help someone else. Ms. Tammy Lee.
Yes, sir, Dr. Keone and Ms. Kat. Our next caller is calling from area code 407 from Orlando, Florida.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
How are you? Okay.
Okay. Orlando, Florida, you're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
A moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Hi there. I'm going to go ahead and read this for Dr. Keone and Ms. Kat. And this is actually a follow-up that we have. And Jerry would like to thank both of you for the information that you gave to him in June. And it was very true and very accurate. I will discuss that with you if you like. Ever since the call, I've been accepting my gifts, and my whole body, mind, and spirit have been transformed. My hands are what I'm mostly calling about. I've recently been able to sense things with my hands, and I'm starting to use divination with my hands. I would like to know what kind of tips you can give me on how to better use my hands. Also, I've been seeing the numbers 111 all over the place, and it's just not something that I can ignore. Could you help me with understanding this numerology phenomena, maybe a reading or some good advice? And thank you either way, and bless you for both for what you do. Thank you, and turning it back over to you, Dr. Keone and Ms. Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
hello.
Dr. Keone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry I missed your name, sir. What's your name?
Jarrell.
Say that again?
Jarrell.
Jarrell. All right. Well, that's nice.
With a D.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a G.
Oh,
is
Jarrell.
It with a G,
okay.
As in girl, or D as in David?
Jarrell, as a G, as in goat.
Okay.
Yes, you're on Juju Central, I believe, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, I thought so. Okay, all right, it's with a G, I got you. Okay, Ms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he asked for help with his hands, and since you've been working with him at Juju Central, I would turn this one back to you, and he wants to learn how to use his hands. I could ask a question about this, but you mean for hands-on healing? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, not necessarily. I have been practicing Reiki, but one thing is recently, with just after me accepting, like I said, my gifts and stuff and sight, I can sense things with my hands. And I before I even read up on something, I just think about it and meditate on it, and then I read it. So my left hand, I can sense negativity or, you know, something negative or pull in energy. My right hand, I can send out and also feel positive energy. So I consider my left hand as my no hand, and my right hand as my yes hand. And I feel energy and twitching and just some weird things happens with my hands when I speak, you know, to whatever is talking to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a name for some of these things. And because when you research this, you might want to look up words like kinesthesiology and muscle testing and a few other things, right, and psychometry. And psychometry is the gift to be able to hold or touch objects, sometimes photos, sometimes like a piece of jewelry, or even a chair that someone sat in, and to be able to feel things. Kinesthesiology has to do with using your own body to tell positive and negatives. Dr. Keone, what do you recommend that he does to do this, to develop this talent?
Well, you were talking about the left and the right hand, and speaking of polarities, obviously, it is known that the left hand is that the left hand, and if you notice when they take your pulse, a lot of times they'll hold your left hand, you see, because they can feel that. And so in the esoteric community, the teachings say that the life force flows through the left hand. And so it's kind of interesting that you say you feel the negativity through that left hand there, and the positive energy, you feel it goes out of the right hand. I think for all of us, there's, you know, we have different modalities. For me, my hands will get hot, very, very hot,
yes,
like they're on fire.
Me too.
Okay, and it doesn't distinguish between either hand. It doesn't differentiate the heat, the intensity of the heat between either hand. I have found for me that keeping my hands cleansed with Florida water helps a whole lot. And I've also have found that anointing my hands with Kat's psychic vision oil also helps a lot with being able to sense the vibrations and pick up the energy of the objects that I am sent. I deal with people's personal concerns, namely hair and clothing for the most part. And before I touch any of those things, I make sure that I cleanse my hands in the manner that I have just described to you and anoint my hands. And then afterwards, I cleanse my hands again, not just with soap and water, but also using the Florida water or using colonia, which is used in some of the other ATRs, such as Santeria. Smoking my hands is another thing that I do. I will smoke my hand if I'm in a hurry. I will smoke my hands with cigar smoke. I'll take a lit cigar and invert it in my mouth and blow the smoke out, the unlit end, onto the palm of my hands. And that is a quick spiritual cleansing there, okay, especially if I'm dealing with things that are very contaminated spiritually wise. Or I will use special incense. You can hold your hands over psychic vision incense and allow your hands to be dressed with the smoke. I often do that as well. We use some other types of herbs that are not used in in hoodoo, such as mfefo, which is a South African herb, which will help to push off any dark energy that is on your hands. So that's my advice for you in taking care of your hands so that you can effectively use your gift. Kat?
Yeah, those are all good. I'm going to add a few of the things that I do. Similar, different. We all have our different ways of working. When I work with my hands, I feel it like everyone's different. So what I feel is almost like resistance in the air. I know that just sounds crazy as all get out.
No,
but it's like
no.
I can. All right.
Right.
So it's like I can feel it. Some people call it feeling an aura. I have seen an aura a few times, but mostly I'm like a blind person, but the aura is very physically in the air for me. I can feel the aura. And so it would be like a blind person feeling a sculpture but not being able to see it. I know people who are gifted to, so we sometimes call that clairsentient, you know, that you know but you don't know. It's like you have clear knowledge but you don't really kind of know how. For me, and with psychometry, which I do, there's a moment where I put my hand over something and I kind of just feel how much pressure there is or what vibes are coming off of it before I actually touch it. Now, you said something very interesting about the left hand and the right hand, and I'm going to ask you a question. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm a right-handed person.
You're a right-handed person. All right. Sometimes the polarity of a person can vary, and there have been many, many studies done on this among people who do these types of healing, male versus female, right hand versus left hand, and so forth. What you're describing as the negative hand is almost like that which is being, it's your non-dominant hand. Your right hand is doing
right.
Positive things. Do you use your left hand to withdraw sickness and your right hand to put in health?
Yes, I try that. I'm very careful about doing that because it makes me sick.
All right.
Because
I
can take
thinking
on the symptoms.
Right, all right. So you good. That was a good question, a good answer. So you need to train. Well, you need to train with shedding those things, and yet still being able to pull out the negative. One possibility, instead of using your left hand to pull things out, try using your right hand, reversing the polarity and getting rid of it with your negative left hand. Try that. By reversing, I know this, to anybody listening to me on the radio is going to go, what the heck is she talking about? But it's true. If you can reverse the polarity, sometimes you can pull out the stuff and just shovel it away through your negative hand if you are one of those people. And thus gifted. Another thing to think about trying is to cleanse yourself really quickly. Now, Dr. K mentioned some really good cleansing techniques, and I'm going to tell you a few others. I was always taught is everything you do, whether it's just reading for someone on the telephone, reading a tarot card on the telephone for them. Afterwards, you go and you wash your hands and your face. Just water only if that's all you have. I was taught to use Van Van oil. Van Van oil is a lemony scented, and that just a drop of Van Van oil in the water or a little Van Van oil spray and just walk through it. That will clean you up very quickly if you are the kind of person who that cleans up. There are some people, depending on their background, their culture, who instead of Van Van, they would prefer a pine scent. And this is very common among the Cherokee Indians. They believe to get rid of ghost influences or negative spiritual influences that pine resin, burning pine resin, is the sovereign way. And so some people will literally put a drop of pine salt, which, you know, is a household cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, pine salt?
Oh, yes. And I'm part Cherokee. It's funny that you said that, too.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought I was going to go in that direction. That's where I was going. That's right. So a drop of pine salt in the water calls to your Cherokee shamanistic ancestry. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of different ways you can go. Now, one of the interesting things is some people will mix, and they, as someone said to me, well, you don't have to choose between Van Van or Chinese Wash. Chinese Wash is the soap form of Van Van. You don't have to choose between Chinese Wash and Pine Sol. You can get lemon-scented Pine Sol. And, in fact, there is lemon-scented Pine Sol. And that's a combination of both an African way of working, African and, I would say, Middle Eastern and Mediterranean. They all work with the lemon scent. And then the Native American is to work with that pine scent. Now, a lot of the more Western Native American, they'll say sage. But that is not where your people are from. Okay, so those are some so those are some ideas I would recommend for you: pine and Van Van or Chinese Wash or something with a lemony scent. So what I was taught to do is you're going to put just, and I don't talk about making this thing so strong it's going to sting your face or anything, just a drop, and you wash your face and your hands, and then you take your hands, and I know you've seen people do it, it's hard to describe on the radio, but you're going to shake your wrist, just shake it out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And your whole hand will kind of vibrate out, just go shake, 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 one time, two times, three times, whatever is right for you, and you're done, then center yourself, and you can go on to your next client without taking that with you, all right? So those are all good ways to work, and there are many, many other ways. The chat room is just filling up with people saying, my spray is sage and juniper based. Mine is whiskey, you know. There are many different things like that, but one person said, all tree resins resonate with me. Another one says, I use eucalyptus. But that's, again, and Miss Michael says, I use eucalyptus, but she's from Berkeley, California, where the eucalyptus trees grow. So we all have what is native to us or what we've been brought up around. You can mix and match, all right? But I know
Thank
you have
very
a gift,
much.
But you just need to know how to clear yourself in between.
Oh, yes. And, just real quick about the 111, do you know anything about that? Like, I've been seeing that, like it's getting intense, like, everywhere.
All right, you need to study up on numerology, and I'm gonna. This is it's too long and too complicated. I would need do this. I would need your full name. Listen to me, hon.
Mm-hmm.
I would need your full natural real name, the name you use, the name you're born with, and if you use a different name now, and your date of birth, and we could find out what that 111 is doing in your name. Okay? It might be an artifact coming to you. It may be an expression from you. And without doing the numerology, I can't tell you, But the first thing I look at when someone asks me about a recurrent number is not what that number means, but what their name number is, what their numerology is. Okay? So
gotcha.
Go to
Thank
AIR.
Thank you very much.
Go to the AIR site. Look up numerology. Read the thing. And then for a 10-minute $10 reading, I'll do your numerology for you. I can do it in that time. You see?
Okay. I appreciate
right.
it. Thank you.
And
God
then
bless
we'll
you
see
both.
What we can get. But and there's other people who do numerology, and they also might do 10, you know, they might do a 30-minute reading or 10-minute reading, or they might do an email reading on numerology. But you need to start with who you are. We can't just do that on the radio, okay?
I completely understand.
All right. Good luck to you.
Let me throw in a couple other things here, Kat, before he goes. I did turn the cards on here.
And because I wanted to see what specific things that he may need to do that are for him, in addition to all the excellent advice we both have given him. And, of course, the air sign is here, Mercury, so that really does cover using incense and so forth and so on. But you need to also use crystals for the cleansing of your hands. And the technique that Kat was talking about shaking your hand, shaking your wrist, you know, to shake the vibration off, that can be very effective with the appropriate size crystal. You have to experiment. I see gold, I see yellow, I see clear, gold, yellow, and clear. So you're going to have to experiment to find which of those crystals, based off of those colors, are going to work with you and your vibration. Green, obviously, is for healing, and that is your modality. So holding a crystal in your hand and asking that thing to accept and take away from you certain energies that you pick up, or even to impart to you their vibration before you begin laying hands on someone. It can be used both ways in what I see here in the cards. Okay.
I'm going to add one more thing too, because I cannot ignore the numbers that you just did. People have been saying, well, my number is 7717, and my number is 312, whatever, and different people. And I said, I've just typed in, I'm 1111. Catherine is 11. Ironwood is 11. So another thing that may be happening, and you know, yes, where did this name Ironwood come from? Ironwood came about because I needed. I just was given the call to make my first name and last name both match. Uh-huh. And so Catherine is 11, Ironwood is 11. And what may be indicated is maybe even a call for you to change the spelling of your name or to have a different professional name. So we don't know yet. In other words, this is going to take a little numerology session, okay?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right.
You're so very, very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kat, one of the things I just typed in the chat room there on Blog Talk is that the 111 is a spiritual phenomenon that is occurring around the world, and it often occurs to me. I'll look up at the clock, and what does it say? 1111. I don't care where I am. That can happen multiple times during the day. And a lot of people are asking this same question. And many of the ancient sages say that when 1111 appears and you keep seeing it like that on a clock or whatever, you know, combination of numbers, that it does have to do with spiritual exaltation, the fact that there is a major spiritual shift occurring in your life, and that to be assured you're on the right path and you're moving in the right direction. I don't know that I buy into it. I'm just simply relating what I have Googled and found out here, like in the past year, because I too was seeing 1111 a lot, and I still do. And I Googled it because it interested me, and I'm not an expert in numerology, so I Googled it, and that's the information I got back. So, I'm sure some other people will probably say the same thing that have Googled it as well. I don't know if you've done that or not.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And listen, when I was told to change my name because Catherine is 11 and I was to have a last name that was 11, that started me out on an entirely different path. Just trust me, okay? So I could go on, I could bore everyone to tears talking about 1111. And when everyone was going, 1111 is the new thing, and I'm like, hey, man, that's my name. My name. 11. So
okay.
I got the word ahead of the birds. You know what I mean? I got the word early.
Yeah. All right, man. That's a great one. I like that one. I got the bird. I got like that. That's that new girl. You know, you come off sometimes with some really great sayings, and you're a very great person, a humorous person, and I really like it when you let your hair down and you just kind of let it out there like that. I do. I really do.
All right. probably have time for one last little one. Do you think we want to let Tammy Lee get us one more, or are we about done?
Well, let's try one more.
Well, Dr. Keone and Miss Kat, we have a caller from area code 239 from Cape Coral, Florida, CGen.
Cape Coral, Florida, you are on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just one moment,
right,
please.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, CGen writes, my past is hunting me, and I need to do something about it. I was harmed when I was a little girl, and I'm reliving the nightmare. I need justice. Turning it back over to you, Dr. Keone and Miss Kat.
All right. So, CGen, how old are you now?
I'm 37.
37. And what sign of the zodiac are you?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. All right. Well, first of all, I want to say I'm so sorry that something bad happened to you in the past. And I will just speak right up as a survivor of family sexual abuse, in my case from my stepfather. May he rot in hell forevermore. I don't know what happened to you, and you don't have to tell us, but you know my heart goes out to you because, you know, it's a hard thing to live through any kind of harm, whether it's physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, or other things. Now, you say that you're being hunted or haunted. I think maybe it's a typo for haunted. It's coming back on you. It's like PTSD. It's flashback to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So here's what I see, and we have to do this real quick because we're going to run out of time. First card I see is a card called the Six of Swords. It shows a woman being rowed across a river with a little child from a troubled area across to a clean, clear area. But she carries the six swords of the pain in the boat with her. So you've rowed across the river and time has gone on. Your little self, your child self, is carried with you. In other words, you're going to need to go back and revisit the past and heal that child. The other side is good. There's a man rowing you across the river, so you will get to the other side, but it's a journey and you're on it. Okay? Next card is the card of strength. This is a woman who controls a wild lion, and she controls the lion with roses and love, and she closes the lion's jaws, and so the lion cannot bite her. In fact, in the end, ends up sort of licking her on the wrist. So your fears can be controlled, your past can be controlled, but you have to become a much stronger woman. And she is. She's very, very strong. And there's behind her a volcano that does not erupt. I mean, in other words, you can keep this thing from harming you. And the third card is a card called the Two of Swords. And this is a woman who sits on a stone bench with her back to the sea. And behind her is the new moon. And she holds a sword in each hand. And she's blindfolded. And she's confused. I don't know what to do. Should I go back to the past? Should I go forward to the future? But the moon is a new moon. It's at the sunset where the moon is just above the skyline. And it says it's time for change, whether you can see the future or not. So I'm going to tell you straight up, babe, you can make it. You can get through this. You're going to need a guide or a mentor to help you. You're going to need to do some retrieval work on your child self. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
No. All right. Just again, we're going to run out of time. I'm going to be just as quick as I can. You're going to need to do work. And this may not even be what we would call root work, although we can do it with root work, but it's going to be work in which you will go back in time and to the past, and you will stand by yourself and communicate with yourself to retrieve yourself intact. This is a kind of spiritual work. It's very deep. This is not, again, something I can explain on the radio in 30 seconds or less. But you will need a mentor or guide. You are in Cape Coral, Florida. Is that in northern Florida, middle, southern?
South.
Oh, I don't know.
That's south.
You don't
south.
Know? It's south. Cape Coral is in the south of Florida. So
yes.
she's closer to you, perhaps, Dr. Keone?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is, actually,
right.
A couple hours away.
a couple hours away. I'm going to recommend there's a man rowing this woman across the river with this little baby. Do you understand what I'm talking about, Dr. K?
Mm-hmm.
I sure
All right.
do.
Okay, so she needs to see someone like you, if not you, and Dr. Keone will need to do personal work with you. He's close by, and this is retrieval, healing work of the past. It's deep, deep work. I do not believe that you will be happy in life until you get something done for you. All right?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you, sweetheart?
Yes.
All right. Because I'm here to tell you, I got over. You can get over. It'll be all right. But in your case, you will need a guide or a helper to row you across that river of despair and that river of the past harm. All right? And I know Dr. Keone has not said a word, but But Dr. Keone also has had a past of getting over that kind of situation.
I have,
all
yes.
Right? And he will stand
emotional
by you.
And physical abuse, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thank you, caller, for your call. And, of course, you can contact me through the readers and root workers .org or jujucentral.net or, of course, at my own domain, drkeone.com. And I would be very, very happy to speak with you and assist you. What concerns me, even by what I see right now, is that this is something you have been reliving lifetime after lifetime for lifetimes now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know that or not, and you may feel like it's a hopeless situation. That's that Seven of Swords in the present right now. Five of Wands is in the past, showing that you've been defeated before. And it appears as if someone, each time you, in each lifetime, when you have tried to get help, it's like you've been trumped. But I want you to know no more. Daughter of Wands is in your future. You see that, Kat? Daughter
mm-hmm.
of Wands is in
mm-hmm.
our future. Three of Cups covers the Daughter of Wands. That's a lot of emotional healing right there. We're going to do it. And the outcome is the Sun card reversed. Now, here's the beautiful thing about the Sun card reversed. It means the exact same thing as if it were in the upright position. Simply means the clouds that were in the sky are now departing. You can either say it's partly sunny or you can say it's partly cloudy, depending on your outlook.
Well, now Dr. Keone is in Cocoa, Florida, and you can find him online. And Debbie Spring posted something in the Blog Talk chat room I want to mention too. She said the Crystal Silence League will help support you during this process. And so the Crystal Silence League is CrystalSilenceLeague.org,
yes.
CrystalSilenceLeague.org, and you can go there, and it says join us in prayer. You click on that, and you put your prayer in. It says enter your prayer. You can upload a photo of yourself. The public will not see the photo, but the members and pastors will see it, and we will pray for you. And I would say that what's going to help you along the way is you make these steps toward getting the help you're going to need. And I'm going to say one other thing. Dr. Keone and I are sometimes we say we're as like as brother and sister, and we're also as different as brother and sister can be. I don't believe in past lives because I come from a background we don't have past lives in my church. But I do see the same thing in this life, in that you have tried and tried to get past this, and it has been a stumbling block to you, and it has tried your faith, and you're beginning to blame yourself, and it's just not working for you. So you do need a helper. And the Crystal Silence League is a great, great group of people who get together every day and pray for everybody in need. If you just post your prayer there, it's free, CrystalSilenceLeague.org, and just go to the section that says prayer requests, and you'll be guided through the process. And I think we will all be able to send you the best wishes we can and ask for God to intercede on your behalf. Okay?
Okay, caller?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you for your call, and God bless you. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you real soon.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Well, Kat, another great installment of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Do you have an affiliate that you'd like to spotlight this evening?
Oh, my. Well, yes. I'm going to actually mention somebody I've never mentioned before. There is a new Lucky Mojo wholesaler, in other words, wholesale customer who has a retail outlet. She is a wonderful lady. Her name is Madam Pamita, M-A-D-A-M-E, and the last name P-A-M-I-T-A. And you can go to madampamita.com and see her. But what's even more interesting, folks, go to YouTube and type in Madam Pamita. She is a musician. She sings old blues songs, so you know I'm just going to love that. And she is a wonderful lady. She is a student in my course. She has been a tarot reader for many years, and she is just about ready to open up an actual bricks-and-mortar shop in Santa Monica, California, selling Lucky Mojo products. And believe me, we need one in the L.A. area. So Madam Pamita, just check her out. MadamPamita.com, and I know you're all going to love her. And go to YouTube and look at her videos. She's great.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Folks, we are so happy to bring to you the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour here every Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m., 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time here on blogtalkradio.com/Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, and also heard live on the Positive Vibes Radio Network at jujucentral.net and Audio Realm. If you'd like to be on our show, Kat, how can they get into the queue? Tell them, please.
All right. You can go to forum.luckymojo.com, and there's a section on the radio show, and there's dated threads, and you just sign up in that date. It tells you how to do it. You can go to jujucentral.net. There's a place to do it there, and you can sign up. When you sign up, we want to know your name, your area code. Just fill out all that stuff, a brief description, and Miss Tammy Lee will read it on the air. And that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get here, then you're going to put your hand up to be in the queue, and Dr. Keone will call on you. Okay?
And it's just that simple, folk. And we will give you remedies to help you with your situation and to help empower you. And we'd love for you to also give us feedback and let us know that our recommendations have helped you. We have Facebook pages independently. Kat, you have a Facebook page. Lucky Mojo has
mm-hmm.
a Facebook page, I believe. I have a Facebook page. Juju Central has a Facebook page. So we would love for you to come by and interact with us on Facebook. We'll try to answer you if we can. And be a part of our community. We are about doing things that are in the light. We're about doing things that are right. We're not about trying to hurt you. Contrary to what people say, au contraire, we're not about doing dark witchcraft to hurt you and mess you up. And I've had people actually come to me and say that they're afraid of me. And I'm like, why are you afraid of me? I'm a pussycat, you know, unless you bother my money or somebody that I care about, you don't have anything to worry about. I'm going to help you all I can. And the people have all of these, you know, there's misinformation out there about you, Kat, and about me and about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have done that deliberately and put that misinformation out there. And I want to say to those of you who will listen to this broadcast later, maybe you're hearing it for the first time, you know, don't listen to gossip. If you want to know about Kat Ironwood or you want to know about Dr. Keone, come to the source. Ask us about our services. Ask us about our ethics and what we do, and we'll be very happy to help you. You can also Google us, Google Kat, Google me. You'll find out that we are the best at what we do. We have a sterling reputation
of being ethical and doing right by our clients. Is that right, Kat?
Well, I should think so. We do, and that's what AIR stands for, too. The Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, our community, people like Contraman Ali, Cindy Toto, Miss Bree. There are so many people in that list, like Valentina Burton. I can't name them all before the music runs out. But these are people who have sworn to uphold a standard of ethics, and you can trust them.
Amen. So, thank you once again. God bless you until next Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m., when you'll hear the familiar strains of the Doug and Walt announcing another hour of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Hootwork Show. God bless you and
good night.
Good night. Love you, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.